Recorded Books and RB Digital present Need to Know by Fern Michaels, narrated by Laurel Merlington. Prologue. 8 years earlier. Arthur Forrester squared his shoulders, took a deep breath, and opened the door of sparkling glass in front of him. He did his best to ignore the black silk wreath that hung in the center of the door. He exhaled and wished that he had not. The overpowering smell of incense gagged him. He hated the somber music that was playing in the background. He hated the place, hated all funeral homes. He dreaded going into the viewing room to see the deceased, decked out in whatever fashion was current to someone in the entertainment business. Twice he had met the man laid out in the coffin, also known as the deceased, a.k.a. David Duffy. The first time he had met him, they shook hands, sized one another up, and moved on. The second time Forrester had met him, Duffy was with his star client, Garland Lee, and Forrester had taken an active dislike to the man. The truth was, he was jealous and resentful of David Duffy and his close professional and personal relationship with the woman whose phenomenally successful career he managed. He hated the way she deferred to Duffy, hated how she constantly sang his praises, hated that they were personal friends, with all that entailed. But most of all, he hated the fact that Duffy made millions of dollars by representing America's beloved songbird, while all Arthur Forrester got were billable hours, along with the misery he suffered from having to...